President Bush used to be fond of saying that American troops would stay in Iraq as long as needed and not a day longer. He isn't saying that anymore.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The new word from the White House is that American troops would be stationed in Iraq permanently on the Korean model. The analogy is a little strained. South Korea has no internal insurgency to worry about. The plan for permanent bases in Iraq must have been long in the making. The president ignored a recommendation of the Baker-Hamilton Commission that he state that America seeks no permanent bases. The building of four bases, along with the gigantic new embassy in the Green Zone on the Tigris River, has been moving along quickly. The bases will have mile-long runways to accommodate the largest American planes. The Balad base north of Baghdad covers 14 square miles. The new embassy, which will be the largest American mission in the world, will be complete with swimming pool and commissary. Retired General Anthony Zinni says that permanent bases are, quote, a stupid idea, unquote, that will damage America's image in the whole region. These huge installations must have more than Iraqi stabilization in mind. Ex-President Jimmy Carter said in a speech in February of last year that the reason we went into Iraq was to establish a permanent military base in the Gulf region. And few are missing the point that bases in Iraq will keep American might on Iran's doorstep. This is Daniel Shore.